He knows. He loves. He cares. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 19 we read, He knows them that are his. While in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And in 1 Peter 5 verse 7 we read, He careth for you. Sometimes Scripture calls believers the body, the bride, the little flock. But he is personally concerned with each one individually. He's personally concerned with you. And he is personally concerned with me. Concerned with each of his children personally. Concerned with what affects each life. Each hurt. Each disappointment. Each loss. Each pain. He knows each one by name and he responds to each heart cry. He responds with correction. What doest thou here, Elijah? We read in 1 Peter 19. He responds with warning. Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have thee. Luke 22. He responds with just one word of tenderness. Mary. He knows and he cares not only who we are, but all about us. Every intimate detail. Every longing of the heart. Every unfulfilled desire of our hurting soul. He scheduled each day. No temptation comes without his permission. No test is given without the grace to come through it. No loss of goods or friends leaves him unmoved. No unfulfilled longing passes by his compassionate heart. For we have a merciful high priest who is touched with the feelings of all our infirmities. And moreover, he is leading us on. And he is leading us home. Each step is planned. Each path traversed is under his watchful eye. Hurt and trouble and pain and grief and unfulfilled desires are permitted for our training and our development, for the future plans he has for you. Yet he has promised to wipe away all tears from your eyes. He's promised beauty for brokenness. He's promised joy for despair. God whispers, I know the plans I have for you, dear one. Plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. For he knows, and he loves, and he cares. There is a glory that lies ahead which cannot be conceived by the human mind. There are promises that you will receive all that remains unfulfilled. Eye has not seen, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those that love him.